parent psychoeducation, or collateral calls. Parents and caregivers are certainly feeling the repercussions of kids being at home. Some are at home with their children, trying to balance the newly added struggles of home learning. Kids indoors 24 hours a day, fears, concerns, and so on. Others still have to be working in the field as essential workers. Making sure to have a conversation about their support system is so important. If they don't have anyone, find out if they'd be open to a virtual support group. Lots of local cultural groups or churches are a good resource for support as well. It's also important to check in from time to time to make sure that the family's basic needs are being met. This is something that you probably did more regularly in the beginning, and it was probably more necessary in the beginning, but it can be helpful to touch back on it once in a while as their situation may have changed. Keeping culture in mind is very important right now. For some families, it can be difficult to identify themselves as struggling or in need of help. They may be more likely to accept support or help from their own church or community organization. They may not take anything from anyone because they're assuming that there's people who need it more. Be culturally sensitive with families and work with your team and supervisor to address any difficulties you're facing. If your supervisor is unfamiliar with the culture of your client, they also may be able to help connect you to a supervisor or staff who is. It can also be helpful to not ask what it is that they need, but to make suggestions such as, another family really needed some reading material for their 10-year-old. I have that ready. Can I send that to you? Or, it sounds like you guys have your supplies ready to go, and that's great. How did you make that happen so that I can share it with others? When you're checking in about weekly stressors, make sure you ask them about their successes as well. Some families may feel comfortable only sharing one or the other, but it's good to get a well-rounded picture of what their week looked like. If they had no stressors, make sure to praise parent and ask them what they think has been different that's caused the improvement. Since everyone is feeling particularly isolated right now, parents may not be aware of other families' struggles. Normalize what you can for them. Some concern and fear is pretty common all around nowadays. Increased irritability and arguments, also common. We'll work on decreasing those with the families, but everyone is struggling. On that same note, empathize with them as this is their own personal struggle. Even though we're all dealing with this one way or another, every person gets to have their own experience. There is no measuring tool over who is having a harder time. Hopefully, the focus of the collateral session can shift more and more towards the individual sessions, interventions, and client behaviors. You want to take the time to review every session and progress from that session. Also, and as a reminder, give the parents a preview of what will come during the next session. Make sure they have the tools they need and are prepared to do so. Lastly, if you're a MAP certified therapist, now is a great time to pull out your caregiver coping and caregiver psychoeducation practice guides. These can help be your support in justifying the interventions you're choosing.